Hello, thank you for joining us to a new life, a series of educational talks with the Rav, Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. Hello. We're inviting you to be here with us. We're trying to learn time after time from the Rav Lightman how we should live today in this modern reality that it's interconnected. We see that everything that happens influences all of us. Events that happen with somebody else also influence my life and our society as a whole. So we invite you to be here together with us. There's a lot to learn. So our discussion today, out of the understanding of how we should rebuild the Israeli society, we talked about the original Jewish society, and we learned that things that our ancestors understood about life and recommended for us to do, well, we disconnected from that a little bit with our modern life. These are things that were talked about hundreds of years ago, lots and lots of years ago. But we see that today, in our most modern life, in this very modern reality, where we see that everything that moves influences everything else, and we see that we're living in a kind of network that's completely interdependent. We suddenly begin to grasp that these ancient laws are really the laws of this network. So if in the past we could say, well, the wise men said, and you can do it or you can't do it, and maybe it was grasped as something that's moral and nice to do, but suddenly these days, in this very modern reality, we begin to understand that these ancient laws are actually the only possible code of existence in this reality that is so interconnected in this network. So we'd like to learn more about these laws of behavior that were customary in those ancient times, and we'd like to begin with the law of not shaming another person, a friend. Maybe I should just say something before that. Let's begin with this foundation, and then you can speak more expansively. So it was said that a person must not shame another person of Israel, and even more so in public, whether the person is young or old, great or small, and he should not call him a name that he's ashamed of, and should not tell him a thing that he's ashamed of. And another saying that Chazal said that a person would better put himself in the fire than shame his friend in public. So today, just like Oren said, that we understand today that beyond the morality and the behavioral side, there's another side to this. There's another importance, another value to these sayings, to these behaviors, to our life in the network. And what do they actually mean when they say these things from your angle? Life in the network is life in accordance to laws of Israel, the original Jewish culture, just like Oren said, this is true, and this all comes to us from Abraham. He discovered the great general crisis in ancient Babylon, and it is well known to everyone about it, that then this mutual hatred began to be revealed in all of the mixture of languages, the confusion between people, and they didn't know what to do with it. And one of the priests of that time, of that society, which was Abraham, said that it's very simple. We need to rise above our egoism that is now erupting between us, and even though we truly feel towards each other all kinds of bad feelings, we shouldn't go and check who's right or who's wrong. By that, we would never actually come to an answer. We'd never come to a solution. The solution is only to rise above all of these distancing from each other and oppositions and conflicts by force. Begin to behave according to the laws of love and closeness. Because there's no other way. There's no choice. The ego will constantly grow between us, and so we would need to rise above it each and every time. So those people who agreed to this method, that love would cover all the crimes, that they understood that this evil force that erupts between us comes from nature, according to development, and there's nothing you can do about that. All you can do is one thing, to agree that it comes from nature and I can't oppose it directly, but I can constantly rise above it. And when this network of connections between us is revealed, this happened in that old small civilization of Babylon. So in such a way, we need to also be, since then, those people who agreed to go with him, with Abraham, in accordance to this form, they actually became the people of Israel over their development. And we behaved in accordance to that in the ancient civilization and culture, and this is truly the foundation of the people of Israel. Love thy friend as thyself, all of Israel are friends, don't do to others what you yourself hate. All of these things, all of these rules, humanity later took a little bit from it, but they couldn't realize them, fulfill them. It was only nice words. Each one uses them for whenever they need them, for elections or things like that, of course. But how to actually use them correctly and realize them, this is what we have here, together with these rules. And the correct form of behavior and how to actually realize that within society, this is all written. And therefore, today, when this network is being revealed, the integral network of connections, just like they saw in Babylon, it's now being revealed once again in humanity. So then in Babylon, we all spread away from it across the globe. And today, finally, we've reached the situation once again to become as one network of where we're all tied together. And so those same conditions that were then in Babylon are revealed now. And so we need to get up, just like the father of our nation, Abraham, did then, and to say, friends, there's something we can do about it. But it's not just Israel who are all together as friends, as one small nation. Now there is no choice. It's all of us who actually need to do this. But Israel must give the example here. This is called being a light unto the nations, because for us, this is really in our foundations. It exists in our foundations. That we must only rise above the hatred, understand that it comes as the revelation of this interconnected network between us. And the evil inclination that comes to a person is really only in regards to his attitude towards others, and you need to justify everybody else in general, because I cannot actually blame anybody for being bad. He is bad as a result of the network that is broken, being revealed in such a way, and we need to correct it. So I can't relate to each and every one and think that it is him that is hating or showing me distance or cold attitude. No, I need to show this person, even if I see that, I need to show him a good attitude, a warm attitude, and not to oppose it directly or to be just like him, because by that, I'm increasing the hatred in the world and is not in the direction of the correction. So inside this general direction, today we would like to focus on this rule of a person not being allowed to shame another person, and we'd like to zoom in on this rule and this feeling of shame, because really it is one of the most powerful feelings that we know in our lives. So I'd like to repeat this recommendation that Nitza read before, just to feel this power. So the wise man said, it's better for a person to fall into a fire than to shame his friend in public. So the question to you is, as a person who sees this network, because we don't quite understand what it is, maybe you could explain that too, is when we find ourselves in a situation where each one is tied to the other, and I, for example, shame Nitsa, what does this cause in the network? You know, you shame her in front of others, and it's not a small group that knows how to work with it. We're talking about the people. Yeah, the Israeli society. Because if it's a small society that is performing special exercises, then you can have special rules. No, the purpose of the discussion is to understand what kind of new society we need to build here in Israel. Just like in the last discussions, we wanted to talk about everyone as one family. So now, the same title of all of us as one family, we would like to detail and talk about it in different ways, from different angles. So today we'd like to talk about it through this angle of not shaming others in public. So why is it so important? Why are there such powerful feelings there? What happens when I shame somebody in this reality that is so interconnected? First of all, I would like to relate to it without emotion, but on the part of the system itself. If we're talking about how we're all interconnected in the system of nature, dependent on one another, countries, peoples, private people, just like in one family, as a law that is now being revealed, the law of connection between us, then as much as I act against this good connection, by that I am ruining the entire system. I am shaking it up, and then I feel bad influences in return. That on all levels, suddenly the climate changes in all kinds of ways. Heat, cold, waves, ice age, hot age, outbreaks of all kinds of volcanoes and who knows what. We see it in Europe mostly, but it will also come to this area. We see it in the divorce and the way people relate to each other and how species are becoming extinct. And most importantly, the bees, because if something happened to them, we won't have what to eat because they participate in the in all the plant life. So we see that the result of man controlling everything, of the relationships between us, they influence all the forms of nature. Still, plant and animal levels, because a person, the man, because he's the speaking level, then he influences everything else. That's one thing. The second thing is that I influence the relationships between people. And this brings us to situations where we don't even understand where it's coming from. Suddenly you have car accidents and wars and all kinds of uprisings. People get out of the house to protest without even understanding why, and there are wars and people kill each other and you don't understand why. And the world also becomes more and more indifferent to all these things. So there will be a war. So an atom bomb will fall. But let's eat and drink because tomorrow we shall die. People don't understand what they're preparing for their children. We're becoming obtuse. We're becoming... We don't understand our behavior. I think this is a very important point. Because people have developed a kind of attitude of let's eat and drink because tomorrow we shall die, only because of the lack of understanding they can truly influence the system. They think that I can't influence it anyway, so we may as well keep partying. So here it's really important to understand what is actually happening in this network and this system, how we can influence it differently. I believe it will change something about our perception, right? Therefore, the understanding that we are in this integral system and we are all influencing everyone and we're all responsible and able to change everything, without limits. First of all, this is something we need to explain to people. And then in regards to shaming a friend. This is the first thing, that even though I'm right, let's say, he's done something that is clearly, and it's clear to everyone that it's a crime towards someone or something. I need to do the opposite. I need to try to express love as opposed to that, to express my connection to him and to build such a system around him, such an environment which will keep him in the good path, so he won't be able to do bad things, even though out of his impulses, because the ego increases in each and every one, even though through his impulses, so that he won't be able to perform anything bad, not in action, not in thought, not in speech. It all depends on our attitude towards that person. So we should never treat anyone specifically or personally. He did that or he did that. We should always make sure that we treat society as a whole, that it should project this good approach towards everyone, onto everyone. What do I mean? Society. But you could say society is made of all these single people, so how are you going to awaken them all? You need to use the media channels, you need to use workshops, television, all kinds of such things that a person through them could gradually begin to be brainwashed and begin to treat people better. Because through that, he changes his life completely. The behavior of his children, state of security in the country, the economy, economic growth, everything, health levels. We change everything through this attitude between us. One needs to receive an explanation about this. And also to find all kinds of emotional ways to explain it so that he'll feel and understand that it is through this good attitude towards others where a person is only thinking how not to punish others and not to show how right I am, and by only acting according to the correction, out of wanting a person to receive the good influence from the environment, and by that he will change. Even for 100 years, if I try talking to him about how wrong he is and proving it in all kinds of ways, and then everybody else might talk to him about it, he will always want to oppose that and say no, because even if he agrees for a moment, the next moment he still won't agree to it. It's only through the environment that we need to hold each and every one of us on the height. That each one will also want to treat others not according to his nature, but according to what the environment and society around him projects onto him all the time. And then we are in a constant battle between our internal nature in each and every one of us, and between the environment that we build, which constantly holds us above our nature in the connection between us. So then we actually build now on top of this broken society, which is also integral and global, or inside our own nation, we build above that the right connection, the right network. And this is constant work. And by that, we begin to raise ourselves up to a new level of morality, of existence, of ethics. And as much as we begin to connect between us in the right way, we'll feel an improvement on all levels of life, from today till today, not even till tomorrow. Because by that, We are turning on the most powerful force of connection, because all of the other fields of ecology and health, and of course connection in the family and education of children, each and everything begins to be fed by this good connection between us, and everything calms down. Until the next moment. And the next moment again, the ego erupts. And once again, we need to strengthen the connection between us, and so until we reach the completely corrected society. I'd like for us to begin and try to go into a person's heart and observe one's internal emotional life in such a situation. Let's say I shame Nitsa. What? Well, you're right to shame her according to your calculation. Yeah, even if I feel that I'm right. Or maybe you think you're going to correct her or put her back in her place. Maybe it's even for her own good. You know, that's if I'm a righteous man. But some people are less righteous. And righteous, you mean by justifying yourself. That's for sure. I have a good explanation for myself of why I need to do this, and I feel that I should shame Nitsa publicly. She deserves it. No, she doesn't deserve it. You want to correct the situation. I'm less important. I want to look at the person that had been shamed. Maybe we'll return to me in a minute, but let's look at the person who's been shamed. Let's say I shamed Nitsa in public, and Nitsa is now, you know, completely upset and broken up inside. She'd been shamed in public. I would like to know, if you could explain this to me emotionally, what is the damage that's now been caused to the system as a result of Nitsa feeling this shame inside, this fire inside? First of all, where does this even come from? Each person feels that he's doing good towards others. This law of the network, it projects onto each and everyone on the inside an egoistic justification that I'm okay with everyone else, and even if I'm not okay, then I deserve to treat others in this way. Even if I go and steal, I deserve this. I deserve to steal because everybody steals from me, everybody else steals. I find a lot of reasons. A person, first of all, always justifies himself. Without justifying himself, he's not able to make an action. Because he has his I. This ego in him, the foundation of the ego, is protecting this I. And the shame ruins the me, this I. You ruin the foundation of a person because you are saying that he himself is not worth a thing. It's a pity that he exists. And by that you erase him. It's like you take him out of this connection with everyone else. Maybe even worse, you tell him, friends, he's damaging us. He is the He's a cause of damage. What do we do to vermin? We spray them until they die. That's what you're saying. You are destroying the foundation of a person. And he would feel that if he didn't exist to begin with, that would be less bad than what you're doing now, because he felt that he does exist and he's okay and he has a place in society, a place in this reality. He has an opinion, a foundation. He takes up some space. Depends on others, and everybody depends on him. And you have erased him completely and erased his status. And nobody is able to agree with that if you tell him this. And that's one thing. The second thing is, you always, what you do is you invoke in him a response of getting up and denying what you say, and he will look for all of the excuses he can find in order to justify himself, because otherwise he'll need to kill himself, to disappear from reality. So you don't leave a person anything. You don't correct him by this. You've ruined him. You've killed him in the eyes of others. By pointing at him and telling him that he's damaging society, meaning that he's now become as a source to all the troubles and bad things that are revealed in each and every one. You're saying, this is the person who's at fault. You're saying that within these words, we don't understand this, but you're saying to someone, you're ill, you lost your money in the stock market, you received such and such a blow. You know why? Because of her. She's the one who's damaging it, who's creating this damage. All in all, this is what you want to say, that this is a bad person in our society. We are suffering because of him, because of this person. Even if you say it in a very narrow direction or in a very narrow sense, each person interprets it in his own sense, because each one feels himself damaged in a way by life, and he already interprets that it's because of her, that she is the cause. So then you here awaken, evoke, instead of love and connection, a general hatred towards a specific person. And by that you give an example how to relate to each and every one directly without correcting it, but by damaging and ruining it. Because the correction, this does not cause correction. It only causes the eruption of hatred between everybody. If you want to do this inside a family or a smaller society where you want to give an example, then it's like a laboratory. That's something else. Then you do this in order to, on the opposite, to open up the wound. But it's only on the condition that you are prepared. You have the conditions where you're prepared to do this in order to reveal the evil and then to correct it. You have the strength. But to do it in society, in general, towards any person in society, it never causes any correction. Let's say it happened and somebody shamed somebody else. Let's say that I shamed Nitsa in front of the public. So now she feels this shame. Maybe I should describe it. So when you talked, I felt like there are a few depths to it. So for example, when you hurt me, I feel that I am not necessary. I feel like I have no value, I am worthless. Something in me is not even necessary. That was the first level. So if I'm not necessary, that there's no, I don't belong at all. And on a deeper level, I felt that not only that I'm not necessary and I don't belong, I'm also harmful to the system. So then there are a few depths here. A person makes a very deep calculation, even above time. Even if I die, what will they think of me? Will they be sorry or the opposite? Will they say, oh good, thank God this person is gone? Or the opposite. A person makes such calculations for eternity because he feels that there's an eternal point in him. It's very important for us what people will think of us, our children, the relatives in general. We're very connected to everyone. And subconsciously, we make calculations that are not simple and not superficial from today to tomorrow. We make calculations that are, we feel that we belong to the entire universe. So we need to be considerate of that, but our original culture gives us a simple solution to this. You mustn't shame your friend before others, and not just before others, even in person. Show him love. You can break him if you want, but with love. When you break someone with love, it's the opposite. It means that you help the person and help yourself to rise above all the things that happened. The foundation of this approach is systematic, that I understand that the person is not at fault for what he's doing. He's only a result of the environment. He has no free choice, but only by choosing the society or environment. And we need to help build such an environment towards each and every one. And each of us will be a result of this environmental influence. And it will hold the person up on the level of morality that we shall build. So how can I, just like with a child, wherever he grows, if I choose an environment for him, then by that I already determine what will happen to him and what he will be like. So what damage is actually made to the system when, say, Oren hurts me and so-called erased me? Why is there such a damage to the system that he erases me now? Because by that, he doesn't give you an opportunity to behave correctly now and to get to know. We have to understand that there is no chance, there is no coincidence in this network. It's got laws where it's constantly trying to bring itself to a more and more unified state. And actually, when he did this, he disconnected these ties. And if it's in front of a public, then it's a big problem in general. But even in person, then he's going against the correction of the system, where we all finally need to be as one man and one heart. We see that this is the way it's being revealed now in the world, more and more, from day to day. For now, it's being revealed in a negative way, our interdependence. But this is happening so that we would discover that there's no other way, and we have to connect in the positive way between us. We cannot change the ties themselves, the connection itself. We can't be distanced from each other. There's nowhere to go. But out of lack of choice, just like a family that lives together in a small apartment, there's no choice. Usually we have to find a kind of these new rules of behavior. Okay, let's look at the person who shamed. Let's say I shamed Nitza. What happens to me? I'm also part of society. You caused it. Nitza here did nothing. She's a result of the environment that did not educate her. And I came and shamed her for something like this. So what happens to me? So you did not hurt her, you only damaged the system that did not treat her. So that's a fact. What happens to you? How does this affect me? What is this influence upon me? You have now become the harmful element in society. Instead of making a correction, or at least to remain silent, which is also not okay, because it's written about a feeling of hatred in the heart of a person. That's also bad. You should not hate your brother in your heart. That's right. But in action, you cause the eruption of hatred. And together with that, if it's in public, then it's not that you put a poison into the system, of which they're not aware, but you do this in your thoughts and in your attitude, because this system does not exist according to our words, but according to the internal connections between people. This is what we discover. You think something, and then suddenly people think it in the other end of the system. You understand? The connection is internal. It's like roots underneath the ground where everybody's tied together. So if I shamed her, yes, so by that you've become a part, an active part of the system that is damaging and bad and destroying the connections in the environment that is active towards destruction. And she is not that way. She's only a result of a system that did not influence her in a good way. Maybe she really did something that seems bad to you, but not for her, because she didn't receive the right education. So, was there a feedback from the system upon me? Well, look, if you are in this system and you're harmful, so the entire system cannot influence you with good things anymore. It can't. Maybe you can't see it from today till tomorrow. That's why I'm asking. If I could see it, I wouldn't ask it. They feel immediately from bad till good. A person has a free choice. A person can feel that he's harming and not feel that he's being harmful, not to feel the response immediately. Animals feel this bad response immediately. That's why they can choose properly. They can run away from a tsunami. They can see a good plant, they'll eat it. This water I shouldn't drink. They feel instinctively, immediately what they should do. They look at the environment and they feel and know exactly and calculate exactly where they should be in order to protect themselves. Soon it will be cold, soon it will be warm. They constantly have this direct feedback, and we don't. Why not? So that we will connect between us despite our ego in this unified system. Wait a minute. So you're saying that because it's a system, of course there is a negative feedback if I shamed her. Because it's a system that feels everything, but the feedback is so that you can't really see it. It's blurry. Yes, it exists as an iron law. Of course it exists, but it just doesn't reveal itself to you immediately in order to give you free choice. And it's the same for each and every one of us. We all have this gap of free choice, and this is why we all suffer. So let's go back to this line that's beginning to sound differently to me. The wise men say it's better for a person to fall into a fire than to shame his friend in the public. It's better to die, supposedly, and not to exist in that moment, in the sense that you don't do a thing to the system. It's better for you than to damage it, because the damage returns to you manyfold because of all this great system. So instead of this life that you can feel as heavenly, you feel miserable and afraid like a small bunny under a bush. Okay, so until now we've scrutinized what happens to the person who's been shamed and the person that's shamed, and you said that in this system everything is recorded. If you've put in a harmful influence, it comes back to you. And it's not just in words, it's also in your thoughts and desires and deeds. Okay, so now let's advance. Now that we've understood this law, it's a law of the network, of the system. Yes, only because we're tied together. This is what compels us. This means that nature compels us. Okay, so now let's go to the practical level. Now that we've explained the law and all of its how it's relevant to all of us and all the different sides of the story, you're saying that it's an iron law. So how will I know what will make you feel ashamed? How will I know to keep this law on the practical level? How will I tell myself, be careful, Oren, you're about to shame him? If you ask me, I also don't blame you. Okay, I'll take the bad position. I'm shaming Nitza, and you, for me, are the public. Okay, she did something bad, and you get up and tell her what she's done. Okay, so before that, how do I know? I don't always know that I'm about to shame someone. You can't identify it. So what should I do? You need an environment. You also need around you to have a kind of environment that will hold you up, raise you up to a state that you'll begin to discern what is good and what is bad. I lack sensitivity, is that what you say? To begin with, all you have is an evil inclination, because this is what the Creator created. Apart from your ego, you don't have anything else, and so does she. And that makes me happy by shaming someone? Of course, and so does she, because by that you feel that you're greater than someone, that you're better than someone.
Okay.
No.
So you feel that I exist, I'm okay, I'm big, I'm noble, me, me, me. Right, because by making her lower, then I rise above her, just like in a seesaw. Exactly. How can you stop yourself from doing that? But before that, how can I even identify that the action I'm about to make will shame her? Because sometimes I can say something that I didn't think was about to shame her, but in actuality, it did shame her. And then she feels all these bad feelings you described before. So you're saying I lack sensitivity. So because I lack sensitivity, I can damage myself. Yeah, we do this a lot of times. All the time. So, and I'm sensitive about these things towards myself, but not towards others. Yes, that's right. Okay, so it's not that if I say a word to someone like, oh, you're stupid or something, then, but if somebody would say that to me, it would go very deep inside me. But I don't even mind saying it to others. That's exactly my question. How will you know? I need to receive this internal development, this sensitivity. Before that, there, you can't demand anything else from me. This is why we do not complain about anybody or blame anybody. We only blame the general environment. And I tell you, friends, brothers, the nation of Israel, you need to build a system that will treat us. Not you, all of us. We need to build an educational system that will heighten our sensitivity, that will heighten our sensitivity to understand a person, my friend's heart, how I need to treat each and everyone, how everybody needs to treat everybody else, so that we'll be as one loved family, loving family, all Israel as friends, and mutual guarantee. Here the word arvut, guarantee, is a key, because each and one must be... must have this guarantee for others, because I need to take care of the environment to hold us up. And when I do that, I'm certain that this environment will influence me. Nobody thinks of himself. Nobody thinks specifically about each anybody else, not specifically at anyone. We only think of this general environment. What is influencing us? How can we reach a state in which I will be influenced from morning till evening and from evening till morning all the time by this good environment that raises me up, so that I won't read in the newspapers like you told about that there's a gossip column. No, there's no such thing. Why would I enjoy that? Or the lies that are told there? Or I'll constantly see an example of how to treat others in a good way. And also, I'll see from this environment not just the example, but an influence where everybody loves me, everybody wants my good, and they give me this example of how to treat everybody else. And then I, like a baby, like a small child, I learn this effortlessly. It influences me. It influences, and that's it. And there's nothing I can do about it. It influences me. Everything depends on the environment. If the environment in Israel will truly get itself together and enter this process and say that our sensitivity to all the other details in the system will rise. Let's jump ahead a little bit. Let's say we've performed such educational societal processes and our sensitivity has risen. So now I go back to Nitza and to myself. Now that my sensitivity has risen, what will I feel? You just act out of yourself in the way the system holds you. It's like you have a magnet above you and you're a piece of metal, and this magnet holds you up in the air. Like a magnet with metal. Have you seen something like that? Yes. Okay, so it holds you in the air, and then from this place that you're already above the ground, above your ego, you behave from there. You don't think, you don't calculate. It's the environment, society that's holding you up on this higher level, holding you and her and everybody. What does this mean, that I've risen together with the societal level? It's like you raise the level of the water in a pool. So if I'm something that's floating, I float together with everybody, with the level of the water, with everybody else. That's right. Okay, so now I'm higher. But does this give me an ability to feel what Nitsa will feel in a moment before, and then to calculate before? Will I have more sensitivity? What does it mean that my sensitivity is heightened? Of course, you feel what's in the heart of each and every one, what's in their thoughts, what's in their desires. The network begins to be more and more clear. The connection, everybody connects as one man and one heart. They begin to understand, just like in a family, they feel what other people feel. We feel everybody as one family. The same thoughts and desires and attitude. It's not one person opposing each other, but it all flows in this connection between us. That's one thing, first of all. And aside from that, we have to constantly work at rising above. And what happens, what's happening now with this general crisis? The network is revealed, and we are opposed to it, meaning that the discovery of this network that's constantly revealing itself more and more is not for our benefit. It's because we don't want to be connected to each other, and the network is revealing to us that we are connected. It's as if you were living in a kind of big apartment with a lot of other strangers, and suddenly the walls are beginning to tighten the space to this inner space, and then you become more dependent on each other, and then you need to make a calculation. I sit here and sleep there and eat there, and everybody else needs to make these calculations too. There are more and more and more problems. This is what we're feeling today in the world, because the network, is this interdependence is becoming more and more. So if we raise ourselves to this good connection, to love, to connection, even though the network wants to bring us closer together, we won't feel it as bad. We'll feel it as good, because the network will support our connection instead of it being against our internal egoistic desire. And then we advance in the good way to be as one man in one heart. And we must reach it whether we want to or not, the entire humanity. And then we won't draw these blows onto ourselves. We won't feel ourselves as under this pressuring development. We advance harmoniously with nature. And we agree to this program that is active upon us. We're on this matrix, we're in this program, and we agree to it. I would like, inside this environment that we're building around us, is it possible to use this natural shame within each person? Is it possible to turn it into an educational tool? Is it possible to use this emotion into a tool to educate a person correctly? It's better to give a good example. It's more beneficial, because the moment a person feels a negative attitude towards him, especially shame, he closes up, wants to escape, he wants to run away, not to feel the source of the shame, let's say you, not to be with you or him, let's say, and to be as far as possible from him, to cut himself away, even to disappear. There's no educational value to that.
מה שיכול להיות בחינוך הנכון זה רק יחס טוב, אהבה ודוגמה.
The good education only includes examples and the good, warm, loving attitude. It's the example that works, and it's the example that the environment needs to give. The environment needs to play, to act, to perform with this good attitude, even if it doesn't exist yet, but in all kinds of good forms of attitude between a person and his friends. You need to use this acting, and we learn from acting. We see how it happens on TV and everywhere. If a person acts in a certain way, I take that as an example. It doesn't matter how right he is or not, or how good his examples are or bad. I still am influenced by them, impressed by them. So there's no such thing as me seeing a neutral example. There is no event that I hear, see, feel that will pass by me without me being oppressed by it. The silliest thing, it doesn't matter what. I always need to be in an environment that will influence me constantly with good examples in all kinds of ways. Songs, plays, relationships between people, programs, of course, on the radio and TV, on the internet. We need to do this in order to save ourselves. In the matter of giving an example, let's say I shamed Nitza, and I'm aware of that, and I need to correct this. So what do I need to do now? Nothing that has to do with what happened before. He just needs to treat her in a friendly, loving way. But she's hurt. I just shamed her. I want to correct that. So what do I do? What we just talked about, what are you going to do? No, I don't quite understand. That's why I'm asking. You have to go to her and maybe explain to her everything we talked about. Maybe she'll be able to listen to that from you. That's the question. That's what's difficult, because in actuality, I shamed her and she's hurt. Well, I don't know the state of your relationship, but it's best to do it through the environment, through others, to try to cause for you two to come closer to each other. But you can't do this directly, perhaps, because she's not able to be in connection to you. She can't rise above it. So for now, we should make such preparations in the two of you, so that you'll be able to be closer on the same level and connect. So here, society needs to make a balance between you two. So you need to ask for a few friends of yours, of hers, to treat it, to take care of it. In our daily reality, for example, if he would shame me in public, I would expect for him to apologize to me also in public. Does that work? And what next? Let's say, and what would happen? So your ego will be calm. Right, because he apologized, and I've been compensated. Okay, and what happens next? What will happen? By that, you only increased your ego. He now fall here and lick my shoe. What will come of this? What will happen next? Well, the damage is transferred to him. We need to not play with our ego, because this is what's accepted on the street, an apology, compensation, etc. This is all nonsense. It doesn't correct anything. It only increases the ego. It doesn't correct the relationships at all. To correct the relationships, you need to rise above to a level of relationships, of love between us, that we'll understand why we did the things we did before, who caused it, what happened, this conflict between us, this malfunction happened because we did not receive the correct preparation from the environment. There's actually nobody here that's to blame. It's a result of the general general crisis of the general state of society, of the environment that behaves in such a way, and it does not allow us to understand the kind of relationships that we need to be in, the kind of connection we need to be in. So what we need to do is to build such an environment now that so that our relationship will be good. And therefore, I'm telling Oren, go to the environment. And what do I ask of the environment? You need to ask the environment. No, so I heard her, so you're telling me to turn to friends. What do I ask of them concretely? A workshop. To sit together with everyone and with her, with our friends and with the both of us. Yes, yes. All the people who were present in the situation? Yes, of course. And we need to discern together, why are we this way? It's not just me. Tomorrow will happen to him and to her, and to Anitza will do it to Oren, and between Shoshi and Moshi. So, why does this happen? It's because our society, all of these people around us, all of us together, are not unified enough. We don't give a good example enough. We don't learn the kind of environment, the kind of relationship we need to have. And this is the problem. So then in this workshop, we'll talk about why this happened, why such an event took place. Not between us, but objectively as a phenomenon. Why does this happen between people? How can we rise above it? How can we learn from it for our own good? That everything that happened, happened. Right, it happened, but let's learn from it. Let's take it and use it to rise higher. This is what we need to do. And by that, we strengthen this good environment, and it will raise us higher above these crimes. Okay, I'll ask it the other way. What does Anitza need to do if I've shamed her? You need to rise above this entire incident. You shamed her because you didn't receive the right education. She did something that wasn't quite right. And that's why you shamed her. So this is also because she didn't receive the right education. So now you both need to take care of this mutual education of everyone, that it will raise everyone above, both you, and thanks to you, we'll have the entire society gain from that. But there's a difference between Anitza and I, because I hurt her, and she's the one who's hurt. Yeah, but after you discern it all, she won't feel hurt anymore. Yeah, but I'm asking about what happens before that. If, let's say I switch roles. Let's say I'm the one who was hurt. So, you know, I'm broken now. You said I'd prefer not to exist in reality. So what do I need to do now? Like I said, you need to rise above it. Okay, but let's say I'm not waiting for her. I want to get out of this state of feeling bad. I don't want to feel bad. It needs to hurt me. So what advice will you give me? How should I rehabilitate myself? Call the environment and tell it what happened and that you want to discern the situation. What should I do here? Now you've been hurt so badly that you can't behave properly. Either you kill her or you don't know what to do. You can't control what's happening. The society needs to know what's happening. You're not allowed to keep it inside. And then by raising the society and yourself above, then you all gain by that. Only by building a good environment. Our time is almost up, so I'd like for you to summarize in a few lines. We said that if we are all interconnected and there's a network between us that connects us all, then one of its laws, then we can never escape this network. All of our corrections are in it. All the corrections are through it. I cannot talk about me and somebody else directly or personally, but only systematically. We are connected, all of us, and I cannot hurt some person and he hurt me, but the entire network needs to be in all of our calculations, in all the ways that we treat the situations. There is no other way. And therefore, at least one of the sides, or one person listening to it, or looking at it from the side, or in general, if we are together discussing this situation, we always have to have concern for the environment, always for the environment. This is the only source that will help us out of all of this bad. Our time is up. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza Mazoz. Thank you, our viewers, for being with us. Let's together fill the water in the pool and float up to a new life, a connected life, so that we'll feel good. Until next time, all the best and goodbye.